But you two honored that song, so let's give them a hand to Judith and Paul. All right, well, the next performers are coming up to the microphone. Let me just read off the names of the ones after that. Alex, you'll be next, and then Kenny, and then Terrence, Woody, and Cindy, the next five. After our next performers, Kathleen Larkin, Betsy Mandrielli. Wow, how long have I known you now? Kathy and Betsy, and they're gonna do it sans instruments.
The Irish in me.
Yeah. What a great night tonight.
Yep.
So let's have a hand for Betsy and Kathy.
So this is a song I wrote at the beginning of March. It's called The Irish in Me, and I was thinking about my family and my grandparents. My father died when I was young, and that was my Irish side, and I don't know much about them, and I have a longing to connect with that. And I started with this song. And I think the theme of this is relatable to other things going on in the world now. I based it on the Irish, but it really, there are refugees and people who are stranded in life and under circumstances not exactly the same, but feel the same. So I send this out to anyone who struggles to find their home. And I'm just gonna hit one note on this. Her green is an emerald of mossy broad acres, where mischievous fairies, much lighter than air, dance hidden pathways, their feet barely touching, with harp now with fiddle, to a spirited tune. The clover remembers good fortune is hastened, gone in a moment if we forget a deep sense of caring. Tears bathed in laughter, I'll sing you to sleep. Oh, my love, oh, my love. When tragic misfortune looks toward a new day, then sails off for Boston, a place far away. Yet who will recall, once time has moved on, delights of the homeland, cradle of our birth. We will remember in songs and in stories the heart of your dreams, ancestral kin, from a deep sense of caring. Tears bathed in laughter, I'll sing you to sleep. Oh, my love, oh, my love, I'll sing you to sleep by the Irish in me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you, Betsy.